This is a WSMI podcast from the Tally Broadcasting Station.
Rain is playing a role at many of our local lakes now, with higher water showing up. And it's also time to check your boating registration. Hi, I'm Kurt Hicken, and welcome to this week's edition of the WSMI Outdoors program. Well, as we've witnessed, we've had several serious rains in various parts of our state here lately, and that is playing a role. In fact, less than a week ago, the pool elevation at Carlisle Lake was 446.42. The release rate was approximately 1,870 cubic feet of water per second. Now, due to heavy rainfall upstream, the inflow is now approximately 20,000 day second feet. Without additional precipitation, Carlisle Lake was expected to crest on June 12th at approximately 450 feet. Target pool is about 445 feet, which is about 5 feet above normal. The predicted crest was expected to have minimal impacts to facilities at Carlisle Lake. Dam West, McNair, Boulders, and Coles Creek campgrounds and the boat ramps remain open. Now, areas closed due to high water conditions include township roads around the lake and the Keysport and Lakeview fishing piers. Some breakwaters will also be overtopped by water, and caution should be used when boating near these and other submerged structures. Boaters should become familiar with these location of these structures before launching and stay clear of all inundated recreation areas and beaches. Boaters should also watch for floating logs and other debris. In addition, motorists should be using caution when driving in low-lying areas around the lake and avoid flooded areas. So there's some concern with this high water, but that's not the only thing. Anyway, if you've not checked your boating registration, Illinois boat owners should check their current 3-year boat registration decal and renew their registration if it expires on June 30th. Renewing watercraft registration can be done online at the DNR website at www.dnr.illinois.gov or by phone by calling 866-867-3542. To renew registration, have available the Watercrafts Illinois registration number, the first 6 characters of the Watercrafts hull ID number, and the first 3 letters of the registered owner's last name and credit card. Now, for details on Illinois watercraft registration requirements and 3-year boating registration fees, check the DNR website. Non-motorized watercraft, including canoes, kayaks, paddle boats, or sailboards in Illinois, are no longer required to be titled or registered in Illinois unless the vessels have a motor or sail. Non-motorized watercraft owners are required to purchase an Illinois water stamp for $6 per calendar year for each of their first 3 vessels and $3 for any additional vessels. An agent fee of 50 cents is charged per vessel. So the 2015 Illinois water usage stamp is valid through December 31st, and water usage stamps are available over-the-counter from IDNR licensed and permit vendors. Things are looking pretty good at each of Illinois' 3 large Corps of Engineers reservoirs, despite some high water at a couple of them. Carlisle Lake and Wren Lake are now several feet high. Shelbyville is just a few inches high, but even with the high water, we're seeing some pretty good action. At Carlisle Lake right now, in the lake, catfish are rated excellent. They're being caught in cut bait, night crawlers, leeches, and cheese baits. They're still along the rocks, although a bit deeper than they were before. And the crappie, they're rated good yet. Minnows and tube jigs are producing most of these fish. And the white bass, fair to spotty. Inline spinners and slab spoons are producing most of these. In the tailwater, there's a lot of water running right now. Catfish are rated very good, being caught on cheese baits, cut shad, crawlers, and leeches. Bluegill are rated fair to good on waxworms and mealworms. Crappie are good on minnows and tube jigs. Sauger are good, as you might expect. And the white bass, very good. They're being caught on curly tails, minnows, and swimming-type lures. So lots of action there. At Wren Lake in the state's southern reaches, largemouth bass are rated good on worms, black and blue jigs, minnows, and spinner baits. They're fishing in the shallow bays near brush cover and bushes. You can also fish around the bridges along the rocks. Reports of fish are coming in from the Jackie Branch, Sandusky Cove, and below the dam. And the crappie, also rated good on pink and white tube jigs, mealworms, small and medium minnows. Lately, many fishermen have been fishing in the bushes, fish the main lake drop-off areas, try the Gun Creek area from shore. Fish near the structures. The hot spots have been the Jackie Branch, Sandusky, Sailboat Harbor, Markham Coves, and Ina Boat Ramp. And bluegill are rated good on crickets, worms, waxworms, mealworms, and small jigs. Fish in the backs of the necks are on the flat, shallow banks and along the rocks. They're a bit deeper than they were before, but they're still there. And the channel catfish. Lots of these fish being caught on commercial catfish baits, as well as leeches, nightcrawlers, and large minnows. Try the Waltonville Dam, the Turnip Patch area, the Jackie Branch, and our Sandusky Day use area. All producing pretty good fish. You can also try leeches in moving water. Drift fishing, it's been very productive as well. And the white bass are rated fair on jigs and curly tail grubs and inline spinners. Fishing in the shallow bays near brushy cover and bushes. You can also fish along the rocks and drop-offs. Fish are coming from the 154 bridge areas as well. And at Lake Shelbyville, the lake is still about 6 inches, as we said, above normal pool and starting to slowly drift back to normal level. Water temperatures have bounced between 70 and 77. The lake is very clear on the south end and just slightly stained on the north end. Anglers are still pulling bottom bouncers and spinners for walleye and finding most of them in about 8 to 15 feet of water on ledges. Some are getting them as deep as 20 feet. Various ways have been producing these fish, but patience has been a key. Another good bed has been the white bass. They're spread out, but the anglers are picking them up every now and then. As the wind begins to develop and we start seeing some windy shorelines, these are hot spots to fish. And the crappie are getting back into the deep summer structure, but be prepared to move off. They're scattered, and you'll pick up a couple fish, and then the spot will dry up. Many of these fish are coming from very deep, 20 feet of water or even deeper on minnows. So lots of action to be had. It's a bit of a challenge with the high water at many of our bigger lakes, but we're still catching fish, so there's lots of good fishing to be had. And that pretty well wraps things up for this week. Be sure to join us next week at the same time, and until then, we wish you all safe hunting and good fishing. I'm Kurt Hicken.